This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
The English We Speak
from bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello, I'm Feifei and this is The English We Speak.
And I'm... Neil.
Oh, Neil, are you in pain?
Yeah, I cut my hand yesterday. Blood everywhere. Look at this cut.
Yuck, that's horrible. So tell me how it happened.
Well, my shower has been leaking for ages. I'm not good at fixing things, so I got this plumber in to fix it. I found his details on the internet. Dodgy plumbers. Got a leak. We'll make you pay for it.
That doesn't sound like a very reputable plumber.
Well, he wasn't. He bled me dry.
What? You mean he attacked you and that's how you cut your hand? Oh, Neil, you need to tell the police.
Don't panic, Feifei. He didn't touch me, but what he did do was a very bad job. He made lots of mess and then charged me lots of money for doing it. He basically charged me a whole month's salary. That's what I mean by bleeding me dry.
So you gave him the money. He didn't steal it.
Yeah, not exactly. But somehow he managed to extract all my money from me. Let's hear some examples, shall we?
My old car keeps breaking down. It's bleeding me dry.
John is taking legal action against the company. He wants to bleed them dry for all the pain he has suffered.
This divorce has bled me dry. I can't even afford to go on holiday now.
This is The English We Speak from the BBC, and we're finding out about the phrase to bleed someone dry, meaning to extract or drain all of someone's money. But Neil, why did you pay the plumber if he did such a bad job?
Well, he was a big guy and, well, I don't like to complain or make a fuss.
Oh, how very English. But how did you cut your hand?
After he left, I tried to use the shower, but I slipped over because of all the water.
Oh, poor you. Shall we go for lunch and take your mind off things?
Sorry, Feifei, I can't afford it. The plumber bled me dry, remember?
Oh, my treat.
Oh, come on. Let's go. See ya.
Bye.
The English We Speak
from the BBC.